Your manager is probably the reason why you're unhappy at work, and it's not just you. Apparently, a third of employees in South Africa have quit their job because of their boss. This is based on a Career Junction survey of 3,000 people that also found that the most unacceptable behavior cited was managers who played favoritism. That was at a measure of 44%, and those who took credit for work that wasn't their own, and 13%. Over a third of managers requested that employees work overtime without pay. Now, Adele Badenhorst is communicating manager at careerjunction.co.za and joins me on the line this morning. Hi, Odile. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast with Rufilwe.
Good morning, Rufilwe. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. All right. It's a very difficult economic climate. We have every single reason to hold on to our jobs as people are being retrenched left, right and center. And yet the survey that you conduct is finding that people are holding on to their dignity first.
That's right. I mean, there's a belief that people leave managers, not companies. So as a job board, we wanted to explore this, and that's why we conducted the survey. And as you mentioned, one of the most shocking findings of all was probably the fact that as many as a third of employees quit their jobs because of their managers.
I mean, it's crazy. I want to come back to that. What are the other trends that we're seeing in terms of drivers of career moves?
Well, what we found was the biggest obstacles between managers and their staff were trust and approachability, which have become major contributing factors to many quitting their jobs. The majority of respondents said that they don't trust their boss, and around half said that they felt uncomfortable approaching their boss with work difficulties.
Is this a cultural thing in South Africa in terms of authority?
It would appear that way. As you mentioned, there was a lot of people complaining that their managers show favoritism, that they take credit for the work done by employees, that they explicitly denied holiday or leave, as well as pay increases. So that definitely does seem to be a problem.
I'm with you. Now, an interesting message that we just got from one of our listeners saying it's not so much an individual boss that's the issue, but the corporate culture. And I have to say, I think she made a very astute point. Did that come up at all in the survey?
No, it doesn't. We specifically looked at employees and their direct line managers.
Okay.
But a lot of people, did indicate that they want to be able to look up to their managers. You know, they need someone to kind of guide them, and kind of teach them, almost being a bit of a work parent, not only to teach and inspire them, but to do it in a loving and supportive way. And I guess that translates through into the corporate environment, which we don't see often. You know, it's quite a rigid work environment, you know, certain deadlines are set. But also one of the things that came up was that managers don't give clear performance or objective indicators.
Right.
And they don't provide specific feedback about the work done. And they don't set clear expectations, and they're not upfront about the job description. So those seem to be big obstacles as well.
I mean, that would be massive, especially in the light of the fact that people are being made to work over time. There's a great deal more being demanded of workers for much less. And as you say, if there are no markers on the road towards success that say, okay, this is what you achieved, quite like that caller that we had a little bit earlier who says, you know, you want to feel as though there's purpose to what you do, as if you're contributing to as a member of the team, rather than a lackey, you know?
Absolutely. A lot of people said that they want their managers to provide feedback on the work that they do. So they obviously wanting kind of, that reassurance that what they're doing is correct. They want to learn. And also, you know, employees spend a lot of their time with their managers. I mean, we spend most of our day with our colleagues and our managers.
Correct.
And so it makes sense that, you know, having a bad relationship with your manager would have quite a huge impact on your personal life. We saw that, when we asked employees, you know, how their relationship with their manager affects their personal life, 27% said that they had nightmares about their managers. 18% actually said that they needed to seek medical health support because of their managers, and 12% said that they drink heavily because of their managers.
Yes. Okay, so we've already got a pandemic issue with alcoholism and functional alcoholism in our country.
Yes.
We're going to be talking this week. Of course, last week we had World Mental Health Day, but this week we want to talk about mental health, particularly in the workplace and the like. This becomes it's a costly issue. Do you think that, are you seeing that corporations are, I suppose, taking managers to task that burden staff in this way? Or are they just not reported upon because they leave the system?
But we find at Career Junction, we run monthly labour market insight reports. And one of the findings of those reports is that we have a shortage of managers in the country. So what I think also probably happens is a lot of companies kind of promote staff into management positions too early. So they don't necessarily go on the correct management training. They don't get equipped with the right skills to manage a team. And I think, you know, it's also not an easy job to be a manager. So I think, you know, the managers are under stress. You know, they have tight targets set they're trying to meet, and they kind of lose sight of the fact that they're supposed to be a mentor to their staff.
Yeah, I mean, one of the difficulties, of course, is that generally when you promote people to management, it's on the basis of their productive ability, right? You're better at sales, right, or you're better at, and not necessarily their human capital ability.
Absolutely.
For managing people. I don't know if there's room for example, and I suppose this is the role that HR is supposed to play in any company, but room for some sort of development leader that doesn't necessarily have to pay attention to the P&L, but is actually focusing on the profit and loss, the income statement, but is actually focusing on the people development. Because one of the concerns that I have with places with terrible corporate culture where bosses seem to get away with nonsense, where you just seem to see a revolving door of people at middle management because some sort of senior management is a canopy that blocks them from developing, is that human resources reports to that manager. And so it's very has their hands tied in terms of supporting the staff that might complain. Are we seeing a shifting trend there?
We didn't explore the trends, but I definitely think you answer something there. At the end of the day, I think, you know, in a corporate culture, it's very much focused on performance. And I really do think that companies lose sight of the fact, you know, of the human interaction that goes into management. And you know, a company as a whole, having year-end functions, team-building events, that's what those things are for, especially for managers to connect with their teams, you know. In the survey, what was quite interesting was that employees made it very clear that they do not connect with their managers on a personal level. Oh. So around half of the survey respondents said that they never want to socialize with their boss at all outside of work, and they would never invite them to a life event like a birthday or a wedding. And the same number said that they would actively try and avoid their boss outside of working hours and wouldn't discuss their personal lives with them. So you can clearly see that there's a disconnect, you know, on a personal level. And so I think with all of these, you know, this goal on performance, that you definitely see that there's, you know, they've lost sight on the human factor.
Odile, can I ask a question? Do you have age ranges in terms of the people you surveyed?
Yes, we do, but I don't have that on hand at the moment. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm curious, and I'm happy for us to explore this at a later date as well. I'm just curious with respect to, you mentioned, you know, managers are not leading in a way that's almost like a work parent in a loving and supportive way. I'm a Gen X and a millennial, but I have Gen X sensibilities. And in some ways, I winced when you said that because I was like, buck up. But at the same time, if the workforce is becoming more millennial and responds to that, you know, we're going to need to encourage them a lot better than saying, look, you make widgets, never mind where the widgets are going, just do your job.
Yeah, I think, look, we do need to back up. Everyone has their job to do. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you know, we do spend the majority of our day around these people.
Sure.
And, you know, it really would make a big difference if in the 8-to-5, you know, work day, it would have to be able to connect with your co-workers, especially your manager. And especially as a young worker, it would be actually interesting to look at the age ranges and see, you know, what age range managers are, you know, what kind of age brackets they fall in, you know, also what's the age difference between, you know, because we do see a lot of younger people move into management positions, especially with you know, your tech industries. You see a lot of young management. And perhaps, you know, this is also where a little bit of the problem lies, you know, life experience and perhaps work experience as well.
Okay, well, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. We need to keep, for those of us who are employed, at least, we've got to keep the workforce happy. Odile Badenhorst, Communications Manager for CareerJunction.co.za. Thanks so much for an enlightening discussion.